Blog Talk Radio.
stepping into tomorrow with both feet on the ground. That would be important, as opposed to stepping into tomorrow without any feet on the ground. Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark. And, well, yes, you are in the right place at the right time. I thank you for taking the time out to join us for another episode of Progressive News Weekly. Truly, I am grateful for the time that you have taken out. This is the place where week in and week out, every week, we bring you live news and information that's, well, gathered, called, as I like to say, from around the world. Most typically from within our continental United States, though. It's news that is intended to enlighten you, empower you, encourage you, and, of course, to instill you to get involved. That's an important piece. It's action news. And so, this week, as with every week, we have another riveting program, one in which I like to say you need to put your seatbelts on for. For those of you on my mail list, well, then you know who our special guests are, and that's a plural. So, yeah, we have a special program today as we have two guests. So the time is going to fly, and I encourage you to tune in closely. Our first very, very, very special guest is a regular with Progressive News Weekly, and I'm totally pleased that he's able to take the time out this evening to join us. And so if you're on our mail list, you know who that is. And today, when he joins us, it's going to be extra special because we're within a day of something that he's very well versed on, and that is our lunar cycle of a full moon. So I've given it away. Yes, I'm talking about the one and only Dr. Glenn Mendoza. So without further ado, I'm going to bring Dr. Mendoza on because he does have an engagement this evening. And, well, let me give you a little bit of background for my new listeners. He is a pranic healer, one of only a few in the world, mind you. And he'll give you a website later where you can get more information about pranic healing. He's recognized worldwide. He's a meditation specialist. And also, he is a specialist in astronomy. So without further ado, we're going to have a very special program tonight as we may engage in some of the techniques involved in utilizing these special techniques. Dr. Mendoza, welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly.
Hey, how are you, Daryl? Thanks for an invitation.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. I know that our time is limited and we're running actually a little bit behind, and you have an engagement. Before we get into the program, Dr. Mendoza, many of our listeners, if not most, by now, over the years, realize the special service that you do once a month of meditation worldwide in which anyone can participate. Would that be this evening or is it tomorrow?
It is actually this evening.
Okay, then we want
this evening. Yeah.
Okay, we we want to get started then, because you have your meditation session. We'll talk a little bit more about that. And as we had discussed earlier, picking up from last month, we had said if time permitted, and I know we're running a little behind, and if we have to push till next month, we can, if you're available.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping we might engage in a few moments of the techniques of meditation. A couple of things, as always, I'd like to talk about the full moon and some of the attributes of the full moon that any and everyone can utilize. And then I'd like to talk about the correlation between the full moon and the specific astrological sign in which we're under, and what type of implications that can have on us that we can utilize in a positive way. So that's a mouthful. I'm going to turn the mic over to you, Dr. Mendoza, and I know you have a limited time. Maybe I'm thinking maybe 15 or 20 minutes. What do we have with you?
Yeah, we're good. Okay. Thank you very much, Daryl. We talked about meditation, and I think surprisingly that a lot of people now are doing meditation, different kinds of meditation. There are a lot of meditation practices throughout the whole world. And I think the question we have is, what is the purpose of meditation? There are different authors. I'm just looking at authors, basically, of what they've done or what they think is purpose of meditation. But the meditation actually is very make it simple. The purpose of meditation is number one is to quiet the mind. Number one, that's one way to do it. How do you quiet the mind? Why do we want to quiet the mind? Number one, one of the things is that we want to relax, and number two, they want to there are different kinds of purposes, but somehow we wanted to have a relax the body, quiet the mind, and awaken the spirit. I think that's one way of looking at it. Meditation is a practice wants to do when you want to relax the body, be stress-free, quiet your chattering mind. And in some people, as they do more advanced meditation, they awaken the spirit. Or there are some people would like to go deeper into meditation. So meditation is actually increasing or encouraging us to have an expansion of consciousness. What is expansion of consciousness? Again, expansion of consciousness could be like different ways, seeing lights, becoming what they call that, seeing lights, becoming more relaxed, and going into different areas, different places that one would like to do. So that's basically that's a one way to do meditation. And a couple of things. Well, how do you meditate? Number one, you find a quiet place. You find a quiet place wherein you're relaxed. It could be a corner in your home. As long as you meditate there, find some people will want to meditate in the morning because they said it's the best time for meditation. But in our experience, if you have kids, if you have growing kids, young kids, you just have to find a time at any place, usually at night when the home is quiet. So depending on different kinds of things. And I mentioned also, look at the meditation as a cleansing of, it's a spiritual shower of our psychological garbage. That's one way to look at it. And as a result of a spiritual shower of our psychological garbage, it will relieve us of this mental or psychological constipation. It's like a bath. We usually do, it's needed sometimes every day. As we do physical shower every day, we have to do a spiritual shower to bathe our personality, not only with clean thoughts or better right thoughts or good thoughts, but also right words and right actions. And one can do that in the meditation. One of the things I usually do with the meditation is number one, you find a meditation that is introduced by a well-known or well-established spiritual teacher. That is important because they said there are thousands of meditations available out there. Number two, it's been practiced by a lot of people, a good number of people. Then number three is that it's safe. Those are the three things I would like to ask people when they try to look for a meditation. And what I would like to introduce to the group is what we call a meditation in twin hearts. It's a meditation practiced by hundreds of thousands of people throughout the whole world of different religions. And I'm telling you, different religions, people people who are Hindu, people who are Jewish, people who are Muslim, people who are Christian, by doing the meditation, you're not expected to change your religion or convert yourself to a different kind of religion. You become just a better Christian, a better Muslim, a better Buddhist, and a better Jew. And that's the idea of the meditation. So we have two types of meditation. Number one, you focus on your heart. The secret of good meditation is the heart. Why is that? Because we have to develop the love aspect. We have to develop that love aspect. Only when we, how can you love? How can you project love or understand love of God when we cannot even project love to our loved ones? So the secret is in the heart. So one gets to project love to one's, think of a happy event with your loved ones with a deep meditation. So one will activate or open up one's physical heart. We do this also by blessing the earth with the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi. So you bless the earth with, Lord, make me an instrument and channel of your peace. So you give love, you give peace, you give forgiveness. One will be entitled to that. So that will activate. We are pranic healers, so we are aware of the energy that is done when one is meditating. Then we have what we call the divine heart, the spiritual heart, which is located actually in the crown area. This is when you project love to people you do not know. When you donate money in the church, you donate money to the church. You don't know where the money goes. You just have the feeling of goodwill that that one will go to the people who are in need. So that's one way. Number two, it's what we call meditation in twin hearts. And one blesses the earth and this one, and just go into a silent meditation. I told Daryl probably in one of our invitation, if I'm invited, is probably guide the group to a meditation in twin hearts. I will offer this. I told Daryl that I'm giving him a copy, an MP3, a recording of a meditation in twin hearts. Twin hearts wherein people could people get to listen to this in their own homes, especially now with the explosion of smartphones, explosion of media. We could basically use this all the time. People could do it during lunchtime. In fact, I'd like to tell the group that I'm doing a meditation initiative. What is the purpose? The purpose is, in our experience, once you do this meditation on a regular basis, I would say in 1 or 2 months, you will note notice a change in yourself. And once you have a notice a change in yourself, there'll be more transformation. So how can we do this meditation initiative? By probably doing it everywhere, in educational areas, in a corporate world, in public, in yoga groups. These are the things that I would like this to done. And I was in Puerto Rico over the weekend, and we already initiated it already in Puerto. We already initiated this a couple of months ago, but since Puerto Rico is having a economic and financial crisis, I told them the way to do it is to do a bless Puerto Rico for economic and financial stability. And one can use the intention of the goodwill of meditation and Twin Hearts as a group to improve, do it in a specific, to improve relationship, to improve family communication, to improve group synergy, to improve society and overall global. So that's the idea of the meditation initiative. Hello?
Excellent. Dr. Mendoza, you're going to provide me with the MP3, and
yes.
I know we had that discussion, and that's something that I can share with the listener.
Yes, 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 yes. I will send it to you, so everybody who's listening will get that. And you could do it on your own, wherever you are. I'll give it to Darren, and everybody can get a copy of it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Progressive.
Yes, what Darryl was mentioning earlier, you usually people meditate during the full moon. Why full moon? Full moon is when the intensity of the energy is increased, and that's on a monthly basis. And we would like to use this energy actually the basic thing during the full moon meditation is to bless Mother Earth. It's actually service. As one does meditation, you will bless Mother Earth. As you bless Mother Earth, there'll be tremendous amount of divine energy that will come through as you do the meditation. That is the idea of a good meditation. You will have divine energy. That's why you see the saints when they do deep meditation, or what they call, they didn't use the word meditation, but they used the word contemplation or reflection. It does not mean that they just contemplate. They just have tremendous amount of energy. A good example is when the Lord Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane. I said, watch over me. So here are the disciples. They knew that their master will be probably arrested. But what did they do? They slept. Why? Because there was tremendous amount of divine energy that they could not withstand. So people who do advanced meditation, this is what happened. There'll be a tremendous amount of divine energy. And when people do group meditation during the full moon, they could use this energy to bless Mother Earth. We've used this to bless calamity. As I said, we're going to use this tonight to bless Puerto Rico and some other areas like Syria, problems in the world, in Iran. So these are the areas that we'd like to bless. So divine energy will be there. Let me explain just a little bit, Darryl, a little bit about ensoulment. That this is what we call the principle of ensoulment. What is this principle
of ensoulment?
Ensoulment. ensoulement. Ensoulement.
Okay.
What does that mean? Ensoulement is a person. It's a description when a person is filled up with divine energy or soul energy. Put it this way: if a person is healthy. That means energy is moving normally to a person. There's no blockages.
So that means there's soul energy that's coming into that person. So the soul energy is flowing to that person. Next, if a family, if there is soul energy in the family is they're communicating. There's harmony in the family, communication, love, peace. So there is ensoulment in the family. Move it up to another level wherein there is ensoulment in society. That means in society, that means there's progress. That means there's love. That means there's communication. Everything is just flowing. And if you move it up in another notch, it will be a country that's ensoulment. And ensoulment in the country means the country is doing well compared to a country that has probably less soul energy. There's war. And later on, the idea is a whole world filled with ensoulment wherein there's just soul energy. And that soul energy starts with the light of the soul of an individual, which one can do when somebody does something good. When somebody does what we call will to do good, will to do good, or somebody who does meditate. So we do that during the full moon meditation, where a group of people, like tonight, there'll be about 500 people throughout the whole world doing the same meditation at the same time. So synergistically, it is magnified. So the goodwill or the intention of the group is focused on that things that we wanted to do. And after that, there's still a lot of energy. We bless our family, our projects, our work, and, of course, our place where we are. I think that's too a mouthful that I've said there. I'm sorry.
It was comprehensible, and that's the beautiful thing about this. And talk to us a little bit about specific, what they call sun signs, that are under the full moon energy and attributes,
yeah.
If you can.
Each one of us, by now, this is what we call, again, divination. Just a little bit more mouthful, but divination, we'd like to know ourselves. So a lot of people know when they're born, they know their sun sign. Some people are even aggressive. They know their Chinese sign. Some people are more, they look at their palmistry. They want to know more about themselves. So so what happened during, we know our sun sign, and there are 12 signs in the whole year. Every month there's a full moon on that specific sign. Here we are, today we celebrate or we recognize the Virgo. Virgo is the sign during September, in August going through September. What is Virgo? Virgo is the maiden. Virgo qualities of Virgo are very well known. Where in Virgo, they're smart people. They are very practical. They are hardworking. In fact, they were saying if you're going to have the most ideal secretary must be a Virgo, because they're meticulous, they're analytical, they're hardworking, and they're loyal. Virgo has been noted to be modest. They're modest, and they're very kind. So these are the qualities of Virgo. I just focus on the positive qualities. Since this is the month of Virgo, the air or the zeitgeist is about Virgo. None of us, if for those who are not Virgo, who among us are very practical to a high degree, loyal to a high degree, hardworking to a high degree, meticulous, analytical, and mentally intelligent or astute than a Virgo or kind. So what happened was that we tried to absorb these qualities within us, which are in Virgo. Next month, there'll be another sign, which is Libra. So what happened, we want that Libra qualities within us. And every month we try to, when we meditate, since it's in the air, our abilities to absorb those qualities. And when we, the idea of doing it every month is like Hercules being the complete person, wherein he has all the qualities of the 12 signs of the astrology. That is the idea of people when they do meditate during the full moon, at least in our mere mortal minds, looks like that's what we're trying to do at the same time blessing Mother Earth.
Dr. Master Glenn, so anyone can, as you say, absorb the qualities of a sign other than their own. Can that only be done within that full moon of that particular sign other than one's own sign, that you can absorb the other qualities?
If you're Virgo at this month, you will even magnify that to a very high degree. So it's good for everybody, and you could meditate on these good qualities any time. The only thing was that it's like in the air, or what I call zeitgeist. It's like when you're winter time, it's cold. During summer, it's warm. So you're just meditating on a specific time wherein there's a lot of good qualities there. And I'd like to mention, lastly, if we have so many theories, we have so many principles, we have so many, or you'll hear a lot of advice for people. But one thing I'd like to advise to the group when they do meditate, and this is what comes across when a person with goodwill will meditate, just remember three things. One, must develop right thoughts, right words, right action. In Zoroastrianism, a religion in Persia, in the area of Iran and Iraq, for a couple of hundred years that survived, the basic tenet or principle of right thoughts, right words, right action exists in the family all the way up to the government. So if we practice that, there'll be ensoulment in the society. That's what they've done for 400 years.
Wow. Wow. Fantastic.
Yeah. If we just have right thoughts, right words, right actions, that will transform and change society. But it has to. The revolution does not start with a group of people, a lot of people. The revolution starts with an individual person. Then it grows into the people around us, in our family, in our group, in our society. Then the earth will change slowly but surely and more permanent.
Oh, that's beautiful. Absolutely fantastic. Dr. Mendoza, tonight you have a full moon meditation, a Twin Hearts meditation that will encompass hundreds and hundreds around the world. How can our listeners participate?
Yes, people could log into PranicHealingUSA.com. The website is PranicHealingUSA.com. PRANIC, Healing, HEALING, USA.com. And instructions will be there to do that. We start meditation around 7:30 to 8 o'clock, but we have it open for review, or people could listen to it for 3 days after. So I've taken care of that. So your listeners could listen to it in the next 3 days.
Fantastic. That's wonderful. Well, seeing as you have a meditation coming up and you spent so much precious time, and we appreciate you, Dr. Mendoza. We love you. You know that. I get so many calls about you're coming back on. And I'm looking forward to the MP3 as well, so I can share that with the listeners.
I will send it to you by tonight or by tomorrow. I'll send it to you, Darryl, so you could send it out to your listeners.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, for those who came on late, you'll want to go to the archives, which will be up by this evening or first thing in the morning, to catch the entire epilogue of Dr. Master, affectionately, Glenn Mendoza, and the attributes of meditation, the benefits of meditation, and he spoke about ensoulment and so many other things that if you miss the entire piece, you'll want to go back. And even if you caught it, it's like a good movie. You'll want to go back because you'll pick something up that you didn't in the course of listening the first time through. Master Glenn, thank you so much. I'll be tuning in tonight to the Twin Hearts. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
It's so empowering whenever I listen, and I've got to get back up there in person to do it because it's just so much more powerful when you're there amongst the individuals who are participating. So we've been talking with Dr. Glenn Mendoza. Dr. Glenn, much peace and blessings to you.
Thanks.
And success in
yes.
what you do for the masses.
Thanks, Daryl. Thank you for your listeners also. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, we're going to move right along. I'd be remiss if I did not...
Somebody just reviewing.
I'd be remiss if I did not mention that for those of you who caught our program last week, my near and dear sis and I had a discussion about wellness and, of course, meditation. We started off with Dr. Mendoza and him talking about the benefits of meditation, which are broad and wide and acknowledged more so than ever before in the history of humankind. So it's undisputed that meditation is a beneficial practice. And with that, in terms of wellness, I had said that as a naturopath and a nutritionist, I would bring some aspect of health. And I think it's apropos that Dr. Glenn Mendoza, Master Glenn, spoke about the importance of the heart. He talked about twin hearts, and he talked about it's so very important that we focus on the heart. We develop a love aspect. We must produce love to others, but we can't produce love to others unless we have a production of love within ourselves. And all of that comes through the heart. And so that's on a spiritual and mental level as well as physical. What I was committed to talking a little bit about, I'm going to take 2 minutes, was cardiovascular health. As most people know, heart disease, cardiovascular disease, is the number one killer by many standards. And I say by many standards because from a broader perspective, iatrogenesis, which is death by medicine, look it up on the web and you can get a lot more information about it. I mean, there are other things that could be considered the number one killer. How about wars? Speaking generally, heart disease is something that we all are affected by. If we are not specifically ourselves affected by it, we probably know someone who is affected by it through either them being hospitalized or just being on medication on a daily basis. So I want to take just a couple of moments to talk about it. You know, heart disease accounts for about 45% of women's deaths. Stroke, which is a related circulatory disease, is the number three killer in the U.S. And we're talking at least 6 million people are hospitalized for heart disease or heart disease related conditions. It affects nearly one third of women and nearly half of all men. So the question is, are you at risk? And there are certain things that you look for that would indicate the possibilities. But just because you have this or don't have these things, does that mean that you do not have any concerns or you should have concerns? For example, baldness, smoking, obesity, thyroid disease, of course, stress, inherited weaknesses, sedentary lifestyles. I will say sedentary lifestyle, though, is not good for the heart. And what I mean by sedentary, of course, is sitting around basically doing very little in terms of movement. Your risk will decrease if you exercise as little as 30 minutes, 5 times a week. So we're going to go into this in more depth in the weeks ahead in terms of heart disease. But just let me say there are some certain things that are untold truths. And one of them is it's not about cholesterol level. Some of us think, oh, my cholesterol. No, we're going to be in the weeks ahead, we're going to be talking about HDL. We're going to be, with that stands for high density lipoprotein. And I'm not trying to make this a health class. Believe me, I'm not. And triglycerides. We're going to be getting into some of these things because you need to know. Knowledge is power. So we're going to talk about untold truth of inflammation. You know, inflammation masks so many issues, but especially heart disease. So we're going to be talking about inflammation, which is, by some standards, the heart of the matter. We're going to be talking about the fact that women, for example, are more likely to die of heart disease than many cancers, such as breast cancer. And then we're going to, of course, talk about remedies. And in my case, natural remedies. I'm not trying to poo-poo or disparage medicine. I just happen to be a specialist in natural remedies, and I've been studying it for 20 years now. So I'm going to bring some of those things to the fore in the next week and the weeks ahead, in addition to many other natural approaches and remedies that will benefit the listeners. And if you so desire to obtain more information, you can always reach out to me at Daryl_CLA18@MSN.com, and I'll be more than happy to share more information with you. So I just wanted to put that out there because we are running a little bit behind in terms of you know, heart disease. But if you're looking to just a couple of things that you might want to consider, and these are very, very, you know, very general things. One is CoQ10. CoQ10 is an enzyme that you can find in most health food stores. Something else is red yeast rice. But don't go out and just buy these things. Do a little research, but we're going to be talking about them more in the future, and I'll be talking about opportunities where you can obtain those things even from myself. But I just wanted to mention a couple of those things. And one more would be omega-3. And you may have heard of essential fatty acids known as EFAs. We're going to be talking about that because all fats are not bad. In fact, you have to have certain fats to be healthy. So without getting into details, I just wanted to talk about a few of those things. There's so many remedies out there that you can utilize, but I suggest that you consult a health professional, and not just someone who's read, and it's good. I encourage all of my clients to read, but you want to also work with someone who has practiced the study and the science and the art. In my case, as a naturopath, it's more than just a science. It's an art of health and natural health, because there are certain things, especially if you're on medication, that you need to know about that may contraindicate a natural remedy. So I encourage you to first seek a professional. It doesn't have to be myself, but at least seek a professional before you go into a serious, in-depth, natural protocol. So with that said, again, we'll be spending more time in the future today. We have to have a hard stop So I wanted to bring on someone who I get a lot of calls about from time to time, and that is Mr. Ronald Crenshaw. He's with us now. We're going to continue this dialogue that we're about to have with him, but we had been planning to have Ron on, and so Ron will be joining us again, hopefully his schedule permits, next week to pick up on where we're going to leave off. So basically, Ron, I'm going to tell you, is going to leave a carrot out there because we only have about 10 minutes left. We had a late start. We're going to have about 10 minutes left. But if you know me for the last 9-plus years on radio, I don't leave information hanging. So we will pick up on what Ron is going to talk about. Of course, Ron is our own resident research I want to call him a research societal scientist. He talks about things that are documented that we too often or most often don't know about. I have a listener. Okay, I want to bring on my sis here. She has something she wanted to say, but then we're going to go right in and bring Ronald Crenshaw on to join us. And Ronald, just know, is a historian, an activist for human and equal rights, and a research analyst. Iris, are you there?
Hi. Just wanted
hello,
to
Iris.
Say hello. Yes. I just wanted to say hello, and it's great that you're following the path that you laid out last week, and I wanted to reinforce what Dr. Mendoza said, right thinking, right words, right actions. Those are guideposts for living. If you think about it, just take a few minutes and think about those three things, and you'll find it. My goodness, how can you bring negative into your life if this is where you're living? And that's all.
Thank you so much, Iris. I appreciate that. And yeah, I would be remiss if I didn't follow up as I had committed to, because I knew you would be all over it. So thank you. Love you.
All righty.
And
love you
all. Forward to talking. All right.
Okay.
So, Ronald Crenshaw, welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly.
Thank you very much for having me. Darrell, I appreciate it very much. And, well, I don't have much time, but what would you like me to, bring up? I mean, I've talked about...
First of all, let me put you on the spot because I know I've miscommunicated, and I apologize for that between me and my team.
That's okay.
In terms of your scheduling. And Ron, we've been doing this for, 7 years now? So you know I'm going to put you on the spot. Ron, are you available?
Yes.
Can you let me know if you're available for next week? Because I want to go, I don't want to have...
I can make it be available next week by all means.
Don't feel pressured. You only have about at least 50 people listening here. You can make that commitment. So it's fine. So you're committed. You're in. Okay, so what I'd like to talk about is Colin Kaepernick, if you will, because I know you have a litany of things that you can talk about, especially as we enter deeply into the political season. But give me your aspect about Colin Kaepernick. And, Ron, I apologize. I only have about 7 or 8 minutes.
That's good enough. Well, I've just heard my councilman speak in behalf of Kaepernick. He's the 45th district councilmatic district here in Brooklyn. Jamani Williams is his name, and he's just supported Kaepernick for saluting the national anthem when there's such a plethora of cop murders all over the United States, and none of the, they're not being punished. And in particular, he's speaking about the Gardner case where the cop that strangled Gardner, because that's what the coroner said. See what I mean? The coroner makes a forensic analysis, which is, factual. And then the DA turns around and says, no, that's not a strangulation. He died from his ailments. You see what I mean? And that in of itself by law says that if you attack someone and they have the poor health and they die, you're the one that murdered them because you brought on the attack itself. So, I mean, the doublespeak that that happens, and at the top, no one does or say anything about it. I mean, at that point, the governor should have stepped in and said something and demanded some kind of, you know, some kind of punishment be meted out. But no, everybody's silent, and that's ridiculous. So, yeah, people get mad over things like that because it's just totally, what should I say, bestial, or for another word that's more simple, savage. That's the way I can express it, savage. I mean, that's what you have to say when all of this is all over the country. And, you know, you don't even have just this, that attacks are being made on the population. You have 9/11. And I'd like to sometime talk about the inconsistencies about 9/11 with the official report. You know, things of that sort. Because they need to be, people need to be made aware of what's taking place. And, you know, there's a movie coming out on Snowden, Edward Snowden, that revealed things from the NSA. And he can't come back to the country or they'll slap him in jail. When he didn't reveal any espionage secrets or things like that, he talks about the criminality of what the NSA was doing. Yet he's considered the criminal for speaking out about the criminality. So, you know, there's things going on and on and on, and they need to be put out there so that people learn and start to be conscious of what's taking place. Because we have a beautiful country here, a beautiful country, and we need to be able to appreciate each other in this country. Because we don't have a race problem other than that which is manifested by our ruling elites. That's where the power is set, by the ruling elites. And all of this, we don't really have a problem with cops. We have a problem with who controls the cops. You follow me? It's not the cops themselves, it's the people that control the cops. That's where it is. Because when cops commit crimes about, embezzlement or things of that sort, or stealing something, they're brought to trial. They're tried like anyone else. But when it comes to murdering certain people in the society, hey, we can't get this judgment right. We didn't have enough evidence, and all the heeing and hawing and all of the excuses, which are ridiculous. You follow me? I mean, am I, you know, am I expressing
right
this so that you understand?
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes, you're on point. I have you.
Okay.
Well, Ron,
okay,
listen.
So
we are just about out of time. You are on point.
Yes,
you've
okay.
touched on about five different things in about 5 minutes, which is impressive. Next week,
okay.
I'd like to expound on at least two or three of them. The Kaepernick
right.
issue, I'd like to expound a bit on what you were saying about how this young man has stood up and stepped out, and with, relatively speaking, little or no support. I mean, you can say, or many can say, yeah, well, there are other professional players, at a handful. So we've got to do better, and we're not going to get off of this issue, and they better not fire him, because they'll lose trillions of dollars, because I'll be the first to boycott the NFL, and I love football. I love it so much, because I played it all the way up into college. But I will walk away. So we have got to get behind this young man and stand up. It's been so long since someone of notoriety
female in.
Really.
Yes.
Go ahead, Ron.
Said I sent an email in to support Kaepernick on his position. I think it's, I mean, respect is respect. I mean, if you're going to respect the country has to respect you. That goes, you know, quid pro quo. That's the way that goes.
That's true.
I mean, automatically. I mean, I feel insulted when somebody says you're disrespecting the country by not saluting it. Hey, come on. That's a quid pro quo. You give and you take and you give, you know. You give, they give. I mean, it goes both ways, not one way. I mean, geez,
whatever
happens.
Government for the people, by the people, and of the people. Well, listen, Ron,
right.
It's always a pleasure. Looking forward to you opening up the program next week as we get into some of the details of some of the research that you've done. And I know you have much to share as we've talked that the listeners don't really don't know what they're in store for that you have for them. So, again,
thank you.
We've been listening with Mr. Ron Crenshaw, a human and
thank
equal
you.
Activist.
Right,
historian.
Because I love the world.
Yeah. But that again, Ron, one more time.
I love the world, and I want to live in it and enjoy it.
That's what it's for. That's exactly what it's for us to enjoy.
Exactly.
Well, with that said, everyone understand that we can truly make a difference. There's no question about that. And so with that, just understand that we're all in this love together. And
That's right.
Until next week, tell someone about Progressive News Weekly. Just know the best is yet to come. As long as we stay engaged and empowered and inspired and encouraged, and that's what we're all about. Until next week, so long.
We believe the best is yet to come.